This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week's state crop report says farmers made good progress on harvesting wheat last week. Winter wheat harvest jumped to 65% complete compared to the five-year average of 24%. Winter wheat condition rated 5% very poor, 8% poor, 23% fair, 46% good, and 18% excellent. Corn condition rated 2% very poor, 8% poor, 31% fair, 46% good, and 13% excellent. Soybean planting was 97% complete compared with the five-year average of 94, and of those 97 planted, 92% had emerged. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 24% fair, 56% good, and 11% excellent. Looking at national news, President Trump is nominating a former Senate Ag Committee aide and ag industry economist as the chief ag negotiator from the U.S. Trade Representative's office. The White House confirmed Greg Dowd as the nominee. Dowd is currently the president of the Commodity Markets Council, a Washington, D.C.-based trade association. He worked for the Senate Ag Committee between 2011 and 2013 and worked for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as an economist for 8 years, according to AgriPulse. The American Farm Bureau Federation calls Dowd experienced in all levels of ag policy and economics. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, the Kansas native will take the post previously held by Darcy Vedder in the Obama administration. Well, in local news, a women's workshop is being offered at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville next week. The event will focus on water quality and will include a group discussion and field tour, and Macoupin County soil conservationist Christine Goldstein has the details.
Yeah, we have a free women landowners event, and we've had this once before. And what this is, we've got a topic environmental-wise, and this year it's going to be on water quality in your land. We like to, they've started this around Iowa and Indiana and now Illinois, where they have these meetings for just women landowners and operators, just to kind of give them an opportunity to find out more information about their land. Because a lot of times the women landowners aren't directly on the farm, and so they don't know which questions to ask about their operation to their tenants, or even if they are on the farm, they may not know, you know, enough about to feel comfortable. So this kind of gives them a setting, just women to women, to talk to some professionals about their ground.
Well, I was reading the flyer that was kind of outlining the plan for the field day next week, and one line that kind of stuck out to me was that no one wants to fertilize the river. And I think that's a great point, because that's essentially what you're doing if your soil isn't holding the nutrients.
Yeah. So the first event we had a couple years ago was on soil health. So this is kind of the follow-up to that, is on water quality, and they all tie in together. So if the nitrates leave the farm, especially through this tile flow, a lot of people have tile, and knowing, you know, how they tie to the soil, how they leave the farm, maybe even why they leave the farm, is important to know. And we even encourage for this event, is if the women want to bring a sample from tile water or something on their ground, we'll have a water tester there just to kind of show how much nitrates might be in that water to see, you know, how much is actually leaving their farm.
Well, sounds good. And Christine, we were just chatting, and I said the person that's going to be there and presenting part of the day, she sounds interesting. She has a big role with this sort of thing in the state of Illinois, but not only are you going to hear from her, but you said also this is kind of a discussion. It's not just a lecture sitting around having someone talk to you, but it's a chance for women to interact with each other.
Yeah, so when we have these events, the goal is to kind of have a mix of both women landowners, operators, and also professionals. So myself from NRCS, we'll have a soil and water person, possibly someone from Farm Service Agency, and then someone, Laura from U of I, to kind of make a mix. So that way, if they have any direct questions, there's not a formal agenda like a normal field day. It's not a sit down and listen to presentation after presentation about this. It's more of a, you get there, you meet and greet, kind of find out about each other's ground that they have, any concerns they might have. We'll have a short discussion from Laura and other professionals about water quality. And then in the afternoon, after lunch, we have a short field trip to the a couple sites where we're going to show them some conservation practices on the ground, just to kind of show, you know, what practices are out there to help hold the soil and water and keep the water quality in good condition.
And I think you made a good point, is that some of the women landowners, or I guess you don't even have to be a woman, but you're a landowner and you may not be the one managing the farm, you have someone else, but I think going to a field day and a meeting like this, you're gaining some understanding and knowledge that could allow you to have conversations with whoever is farming your ground. You know, I think it's a chance to learn some new things and understand more about a farming operation.
Yeah, and in this event, we do, in the morning portion, it is women only in the morning portion. That's kind of the target of the event. But in the afternoon, you know, if other people want to come, they can, to go along to the field visit. It's not very long, the field visit portion of it, but it does give a chance for more, I guess, a more comfortable setting for some women to just kind of interact and ask those questions that maybe they're either afraid to ask or don't know how to ask their tenants or, you know, other people that might be farming the ground for them.
Christine, I wanted you to tell us a little bit more about Dr. Laura Christensen, who's going to be at this meeting. She obviously has her PhD. She's involved with some committees and things in the state of Illinois. Probably someone that would be very interesting to hear from and learn about what she does.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear about from her myself. I've actually never talked to her directly, but basically her research and background is in water quality. You know, bioreactors is one of the things that you're going to hear more about, saturated buffers on a large scale, removing nitrates and nutrients from water. And that's kind of her background, is working on the designs of those. She is an engineer, you know, that's helped with that kind of, those kind of practices. So those are things that, you know, more and more groups and places you're hearing about with this nutrient loss reduction strategy, you're going to hear that term bioreactor and saturated buffer a lot more. So this kind of gives an idea to have her talk about practices that we're not as familiar with in this part of the county.
So I guess we need to know a date and time and how to register for this meeting if someone would like to attend.
Okay, so the event is going to be on Wednesday, June 28th, starting about 9. We're going to have registration between 8:30 and 9. We'll have coffee and donuts in the morning. And then the event will go from about 9 to 3. Lunch is included. And like I said earlier, this event is completely free. It's going to be at the University of Illinois Extension Office here in Carlinville, at the Carlinville Plaza. If they want to register, they need RSVP by Monday, June 26th, and they can do that by calling myself or Rhonda at the Soil and Water NRCS office here. The phone number is 217-854-2626, extension 3. That's probably the easiest way at this point to register. There is an online registration link on our flyer, so if anybody wants a copy of the flyer, we can send them that as well, and they can register online. It is easy too.
And this is open to the public, any woman with an interest, or men for that matter, in the afternoon that'd like to jump in on the tour.
Right, absolutely. Like I said, the morning is women only, so anybody interested, they don't have to own land. They can be operators. They can have an interest in ground in the area. It doesn't even have to be someone in the county here. We can have people outside of the county come in, absolutely.
Soil conservationist for Macoupin County NRCS, Christine Goldstein. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.